Today on Beacon Hill, the Massachusetts legislature commemorated the birth of John F. Kennedy 100 years ago this May. There are going to be events all year long to celebrate the centennial of the man from Brookline who became the youngest president and the first Catholic ever elected. Speakers included JFK's niece, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. She said Kennedy and what he stood for have meaning in today's political climate.
Just as President Kennedy quoted Pericles about democracy, we too can take a stand for democracy, the rule of law, the value of the press, and freedom from discrimination.
On January 9, 1961, John Kennedy went to the same chamber on Beacon Hill to address the governor and a joint session of the state legislature.
Governor Volpe, Speaker Thompson.
It was his last formal address before he took the oath of office as president. It became known as his City on a Hill speech. In it, he placed himself firmly as a son of Massachusetts.
Reverend clergy, ladies and gentlemen.
Here are some excerpts.
For 43 years, whether I was in London or in Washington or in the South Pacific or elsewhere, this has been my home. And God willing, wherever I serve, this shall remain my home. And so it is that I carry with me from this state to that high and lonely office to which I now succeed more than fond memories or firm friendships. The enduring quality of Massachusetts, the common threads woven by the Pilgrim and the Puritan, the fisherman and the farmer, the Yankee and the immigrant, will not be and could not be forgotten in this nation's executive mansion. They are an indelible part of my life, my convictions, my view of the past, and my hopes for the future. Allow me to illustrate. During the last 60 days, I have been at the task of constructing an administration.
Kennedy said he was inspired in that task by recalling the 300 Puritans who left England on the Arabella in 1630 and settled Massachusetts Bay.
I have been guided by the standard John Winthrop set before his shipmates on the flagship Arabella 331 years ago, as they too faced the task of building a new government on a perilous frontier. We must always consider, he said, that we shall be as a city upon a hill. The eyes of all peoples are upon us. Today, the eyes of all people are truly upon us. And our governments, in every branch, at every level, national, state, and local, must be as a city upon a hill, constructed and inhabited by men aware of their great trusts and their grave responsibilities.
In the end, Kennedy said, those who hold any office will be judged on whether they were men of courage, judgment, and integrity.
Finally, were we truly men of dedication, with an honor mortgaged to no single individual or group and compromised by no private obligation or aim, but devoted solely to serving the public good and the national interest.
John F. Kennedy at the Massachusetts State House in January 1961, days before he took the oath of office as America's 35th president. Today at the State House, lawmakers began a year-long celebration of the centennial of JFK's birth.